welcome Across the Veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil. Greetings, and it is so lovely to be with you on another day, bringing you wonderful messages from across the veil and words of encouragement and excitement. We have had so much fabulous activity going on as I was preparing for the program. The visitors that began coming in have just begun filling the space and have just begun centering in and around and bringing in words of encouragement and excitement. There's an excitement in the air today as I was preparing for the program. And before we go start bringing forward some of those messages, I want to share with you that on the website we do have some guided meditation CDs, which are excellent tools to help us in our everyday lives. And there's a book out that I have written that's called Medicine Wheel, Healthy Balance, Vision Quest. An excellent book on helping you learn more about how to use a medicine wheel, but also how to go through the cycles of the events that are happening and transpiring in your everyday life. And I have my second book out that is now in the editing process, which will soon be released. We're really excited about that one. And it's called Claire What? And it's about the intuitive gifts of clairvoyance, clairessence, gustance, and all of that. It's really going to be an excellent resource for people to learn more about that. And if you'd like to pre-order yours and be ready to have one as soon as they come off the press, I'm taking orders for that as well. And as I was saying in the introduction, if you have any brief questions and you're not able to get in during the program, please feel free to email me. Email them to april@whitewolfapril.com, and I'll be happy to answer them there. I have received a number of emails from people, some people who have private situations and they don't necessarily want to talk about it over the air, and I don't mind at all doing some brief work with you over the internet on the emails. That's quite fine. We also have some really exciting online classes that we have begun to do, and we've had people join us from all over the globe, and it has been such a thrill to bring together people from everywhere. We had a class the other night, and the gals that were here and on site, and then the connections with the people on the internet. It was just a blast. Everybody was like, this is just amazing to be able to do this kind of work. And so if you want to find out more about that, too, you can find out on our website a little bit about the online classes. And we're adding more almost every day as we're doing this. It's become such a thrill to be able to do that. And as I'm beginning to be pestered by those that are here with me, and they're saying, you've visited long enough, it's time to start bringing the messages over. So I'm going to switch gears, and I'm going to begin by talking to you a little bit. I'm hearing a message from someone who is telling another person that they need to stay devoted to their life purpose. Apparently you are having, I'm feeling like this is for a woman, you are having a little bit of a problem deciding to stay focused on your life purpose. You're allowing some external outside situations, outside circumstances change the process, change the pattern that you're moving off from, and it's pulling you out and away from your life purpose. You're allowing, I want to say you're allowing maybe some children or household situations that are pulling you a little bit away from your life purpose. You need to stay focused on that. I'm feeling this message coming across from a guide. This guide that I'm connecting with feels very and appears very Indian, not Native American Indian, but Indian, and also has a very Zen type of appearance and feeling with them. They're really wanting you to get back into focus and working and doing things that are in line with your life purpose. You're putting everyone else before you, and you're not working within your own personal purpose. You're kind of burning out on doing everything for everybody else, and you're forgetting, number one, to be there for yourself, to be there for your purpose, for your path. And then as you're on that path, the work and the help that you're going to offer the others will reach a different level of completion, will reach a different level of being in attune with what those others are that you're working with. They're really showing me that that is extremely important for you right now. Get back on your life purpose. Get back on your life trail and your life path, that they really want to have you reunite with them and get back into. You've kind of gotten off on a tributary. They're showing me a stream, and like there's a little offshoot of the stream, and you're kind of off on the tributary. You can just real easy redirect that tributary right back to the main stream. It's not as complicated as you imagine in your mind. It's not as complicated as you would perceive. You're kind of making it a little bit more difficult than it is in your thought processes. As I'm sharing this message with you, you're thinking, I know I'm off my path, but I don't know how I'm going to get back there. They're saying, use the strength of the guide. They're saying, use the strength of your teachers and your masters and redirect that tributary back to the mainstream. You're not in a bad place. You're not doing something wrong. You're just not quite on your life purpose path where the guides would like you to be at this point in time. I'm also hearing that there is someone who needs to stand strong in the light of adversity and challenges. What I'm seeing is this message is coming forward, and once again, I'm feeling this one coming through as that teaching situation. I know I have shared with you before that what I see oftentimes is this arena, and within this arena, we often sit in a lone little school desk in the middle of this big arena, and there's this big like blackboard in front of us. And as we're sitting there, the different teachers and the different guides and the different teachers that are working with us will come down, and they'll be teaching us. And then when we've learned what we need to learn from them, or they need to step back while somebody else brings in some other information to help us move forward, I'm seeing you in that type of a setting, and in this setting, they're showing me the words actually on the board are standing strong in light of adversity and challenges, that your guides and the teachers are helping you in this situation. They're helping you get a hold of, connect with, and bringing yourself into divine strength. They're showing me divine strength. They're showing me the wisdom of the ages bringing you the ability to know how to stand in light of this adversity, in light of the challenge that you're facing right at this moment in time. I don't feel that this challenge has anything to do with finances. I feel this challenge is something that's on a much more of a personal life kind of situation challenges, not necessarily with finances, not necessarily with income, but more of just kind of the things that you're going through in your everyday life, maybe dealing with some of the others that you deal with on a daily basis. They're showing me that there's three or four different teachers that are coming up and down during this time frame as well, that they're giving you the ability to stand strong. They're giving you the ability to know that everything is okay. and that they're giving you the strength that you need to stand in light of these challenges. I just had the energy of a young man that just recently passed. He just came into the room. It's a very strong energy, so I'm going to allow him to come in with the message. He is wanting me to share the message with the mother of his best friend, and the message is for Holly. Holly, he's saying your name. He's saying, Holly, I want you to please let your son know that I love him, and I want to thank him for being my friend, that I thank him for everything he did and for the love and the light that he has sent to me since my passing. This young man feels like he is probably about in his mid-teens, and the energy that he's bringing forward with this is that he has arrived home, that he is in the healing chambers, that he had gotten his life path had gotten a little bit out of spiral, but that his passing was within the time frame of his life purpose, and that he wants your son to know that he so appreciated the friendship that they had and the camaraderie, the camaraderie that they had when he was here on this physical plane. He wants you to know that he is comforting. He's sending the messages of comfort and love and hope to your son. He's saying, stand strong, move forward, know that your life has much to offer. Know that your position and your place in life, you have much to offer. And that he's going to, because of the friendship that they had, he's going to actually still be able to enjoy some of that physical connection that they had as friends, as he is connecting with him and as he is not hanging on to him and not, he's showing me, I'm not leeching to him, I'm not hooking to him that way. It's the connection that he's having with him through having been a friend. And he just wants him to know that he thanks him. He says, thank you for being my friend as well. I am hearing another one that is telling me that someone who is asking the question, how do I become more attuned? How do I become more intuitive? How do I start using my gifts? How do I start doing what it is, type of things like you do? How do I open to my gifts? How do I open to being able to do the things that I need to do? And the message that I'm seeing and the message that I'm bringing forward with this, as they're showing it to me, is that once again, that large radio that has the big knobs that they show me when a person needs to adjust their tuning, adjust their vibration. I'm seeing that this is really important, that you need to adjust your vibration, you need to adjust your ability to hear and to work with your gifts, with they're showing me that you're questioning this. How can I begin to hear from my guides? How can I begin to hear from those that are on the other side? How can I begin to use all of those gifts that are mine? It feels like you have used these gifts at a point in time in your life, but for whatever circumstances have come around you, you've gotten kind of busy and you've gotten kind of occupied and kind of caught up in everyday life situations, and you're forgetting to adjust your vibration is what I'm hearing. You're forgetting the attunement, allowing yourself to have time for meditation, allowing yourself to have the time to close the door and say, no, this is my time, this is my space. The rest of things have to be quiet because I'm working on, this is my time to work on the connections and on using my gifts. Once this begins to be a normal pattern for you once again, you're going to be able to hear much stronger. You're going to hear things in a lot clearer manner so that you'll feel like you are really connecting a lot stronger. You're not going to feel quite like you're questioning all the time. Am I really hearing what's from them, or is this my imagination? They're also showing me that it's important to get information that you can develop and learn and understand from to get a better grasp on what it is each of these gifts are and each of the things. Find out which ones are your strength. Find out which ones are your weakness, and the ones that are your weaknesses are the ones that you're going to want to do exercises and practice on. I have another young man who's coming in, and he's got a black lab with him. He's coming in very quietly. He's coming in. There's not any aggressive energy about him. He's not like pushing for his information to get across. He's just gently walked in, and he's got his black lab who's standing right beside him. And as he stopped in front of me to begin to bring the message forward, the dog actually sat very well obedient, very well trained, sat next to him. And the message that he's wanting to bring forward is a message to his mother. Apparently his mother, I'm hearing him say that his mother is in her 90s and that she's preparing to pass, that she has lived a good long life. She has lived, you know, been healthy, been happy. She was very sad and went through the time period where the grief was very strong when he passed. But he wants her to know that when she does make that transition to come home, that he will be the first one there to greet her, that she will see, he will be right there in the front line waiting for her arrival home, that there's a part of her that is fearing a little bit of that transitional step because of her upbringing and thought processes and awarenesses of heaven, is the word that he's using, of the return home, of going to heaven, and that some of those things that are in her mind is she's not feeling that she is worthy or that she is going to be able to make that step home, make that transition home, because she feels like maybe she wasn't quite a good enough person. And he's saying, no, Mama, I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right here waiting for you. The minute you step, we'll be here to greet you. And once again, I'm just feeling a very gentle spirit, a very gentle, tender, loving young man who is wanting to bring this message across to his mother and let her know that as you're preparing to come home, it's going to be a wonderful reunion. Father's going to be there as well, he's saying. So apparently your husband has already passed. And this message, I feel like, is actually going to be carried to her via another person. And I do want to tell you that you can bring these messages and these bits of information back up for review at another time through the archives that are offered on the radio program here. So if you carry this message to her and you want to make sure that you get the message to her exactly as he has given it to her, go ahead and take a computer where you can actually open up the archives for her to hear that. There is something about she needs to know that as she steps, that he's going to be there for her. Her mother is also moved in behind him, his grandmother. The position where she's taking in his energy field is the position of a grandmother, and he's nodding in agreement that I have connected with that correctly. That to know that, he's saying, know that Daddy is here and know that Emma is here as well. His grandmother is here as well to greet her and to meet her as she comes to the other side. The angels, that she's going to hear an angelic chorus that she's already begun to hear as she's beginning this process to step. She's lived a wonderful life. She's had such a blessed life, and that her trip and her arrival home is a huge celebration, that there will be a uniting of love and a uniting of much love. I'm hearing much love, much compassion, much music. So I'm beginning to feel like this woman had something to do with music, either had a great love for music or played music. They're showing me the importance of music with you as well as you make this step home and as you do this journey to arrive home, that they're preparing a rather large ceremony for you. He's showing me with the symbol, he's using his hands and showing me some symbolism as he's speaking, that the vastness of this party is going to be huge, that the lives that she has touched and the prayers that she had prayed and the answers that have come and all of that type of thing are so honored, and her position in life has been one that is just phenomenal, and others have been so touched and blessed, and those on the other side that have been there doing works and being a part of her life. I'm also seeing the angelic host bringing in the music as she's preparing to step. I'm seeing that angelic host bringing the music so that she can have the music to help her as she's making this transition time. And as the family member that's going to connect with her and bring this message to her of love from her son from the other side, take the program to her, or, you know, as best as you can, get this information to her so that she knows that those who love her on the other side, those that she had sent prayers of hope and healing for, who are currently on the earth plane, and the angelic hosts and the guides and the teachers that helped and honored through her meditative prayer request, they all are there. It's going to be a phenomenal arrival home. And she can step with confidence, and she can step with comfort knowing that she has done everything that she has come here to do. And she's lived her life fabulously and has been a huge blessing to many. I actually believe that she may be located in the state of Pennsylvania. For some reason I'm seeing Pennsylvania. I'm not sure why I'm seeing that, but I'm actually seeing the physical state of Pennsylvania. So I'm sharing this message from you, or for you, from your son. I have a message for Louise. Louise, they are showing me that you need to begin doing some breathing exercises. The exercise in particular that they're showing me is in the evening, as you're beginning to gear down and have your quiet time, and as you're beginning to get ready to go to sleep and your household has become calm and quiet, that you need to do some breathing exercises. And in these breathing exercises, you want to visualize the energy coming up through your body, recharging you, reprogramming and restructuring, because you're kind of burning yourself out. You're wearing yourself out. You're trying very hard to make sure that you do absolutely everything perfectly. And they're saying, you're human. You can't be if you're in perfection now, then you might as well come home. So they're saying, don't put such a hard standard on yourself. I'm also hearing to share with you the breathing, doing the breathing, bringing that up through your body, allowing it to recharge you. They're saying at night when you're laying there trying to go to sleep, to do the a rhythmic breathing where all you think about is, as you're bringing your breath in, is that you're filling your tummy, you're filling your breast, you're filling your chest. And then as you're exhaling, you want to be thinking chest, breast, tummy, and exhaling through that rhythmically. So it would be like breathing in would be tummy, chest, breath, breast, chest, tummy. Tummy, breast, chest, chest, breast, tummy. Kind of in that rhythmic pattern, allowing yourself and thinking of that, having those words going through yourself. And if you need to use your hands, they're showing me to help you stay focused, to help your body be in alignment with this recharging, this re-cleansing, this bringing this oxygen into your body, taking your hands and laying them on your tummy, on your breast, on your chest, on your chest, on your breast, on your tummy, to help you get that patterning going. This is also going to help you as you're de-stressing, that you're carrying a very heavy load of stress, that expectations of others around you and the expectations that you have put on yourself to be the perfect mom, the perfect wife, the perfect this, the perfect that. They're saying, it's okay, live life. Perfection is something you can strive for, but don't become consumed with it. You also have a guardian who is with you at this time. This guardian is moving with you through some amazing path changes that you're going to be making as you begin to work on your, I'm trying to figure out how to word this, as you're working on your spiritual path, that's the best words that I'm able to decipher it as they're giving it to me. As you're working on your spiritual path, you're going to notice that there's some fabulous changes that are going to take place, and that your relationship is going to begin to be much stronger, and you're going to notice the passion returning, and that compassion returning between you and your partner as well. They're saying don't give up on the activities that you're doing for your physical body. They're saying just don't push quite so hard, because the stress levels that are on the emotional side are, when the body goes in to do the exercise, are creating the stress that's a physical stress, which is then causing you some of the physical conditions that you're experiencing at this time. They're also showing me, I'm seeing a large white vehicle. I believe you have a white vehicle. I'm not positive. They're wanting me to tell you to make sure that you check the tires on the vehicle, and that on your next camping trip, that they would like for you to make sure that you are adequately protecting yourself in concerns of, I don't know if you hunt. I'm seeing like a wildlife hunting situation, and they're saying make sure that you're adequately prepared, adequately clothed, and you have what's needed with you on this adventure. I'm not sure what that's about. I'm just going to kind of share that with you and let you take it from there, as well as the guidance that they were saying on the breathing that you need to start doing to help de-stress and help. It's kind of like a detoxifying process for your stress levels is what they're showing me and what they're telling me to share with you. I have a message of love and guidance for a woman. This is coming across from your husband, who is on the other side. You apparently have a child who is in college, and he is wanting you to know that you do not need to worry about, and he's showing me it as a female. He is saying you do not need to worry about your daughter, that he is with her, that he's helping watch over her, that her guides are very online and in tune with where she's at, that they are keeping her highest good and her highest protection in place. They're hearing your prayers. They're hearing your requests, and they're wanting you to know that they are definitely, he's there, and the guides are definitely there with her. He says that you call in the angelic hosts to be with her, that she used to call in the fairy energy a lot, but she's learned through the years that they get her into a little bit of trouble because the fairies are a little bit more mischievous. And he's saying that that was always a game that they would play when he was alive, that he would, you know, they would play with the fairies when he and her would have time in the evening together and that type of thing. And he's wanting you to know that she knows that if she brings in the fairy energy, it tends to get her into trouble. So she's bringing more, she is drawing to herself more of the energy of her guides and energy of the masters, that she has actually learned to tap into the source of the ancients to help her with her wisdom and with her schoolwork, that the distractions have, they were a little bit bad in her first year of college, and he's saying it's much better this year, Mom. Don't worry about her quite so strongly. Do continue to send her the guardian love and the protection, and that I'm seeing this beautiful veil. It's like pink with like these little stars of just incredible energy that you have placed over her, of the love that you share with her, and that lining of really connecting with the higher sources to bring in that protection and love for her. He's saying everything's under control and everything is really strong and powerful for her right now. I have a caller. Leah, go ahead.
Hello. This is Leah.
Hi. How can I help you?
I have a question. I bought a business about 3 months ago, and now it's facing absolute failure. I can't make my bills anymore. I don't know what to do. I need help. It's the worst situation I've ever been in my life. Can you shed some light on what's happening to me?
The minute you began speaking, I had a message that was coming through earlier, and they were saying stand strong in light of the adversity and the challengers, and I believe that message was for you. that they are working with you, that you, as long as you stay connected with your guides and you keep yourself on track and on focus, that things are going to improve. I know that doesn't help in the actual moment and in the actual space of where you're at right now, that you're just feeling like, how I'm seeing your energy is like standing in front of me and your hands are just up in the air and you're just like, I have got to have help yesterday. I can't hear that I just need to get my life back, you know, on track or stay on, you know, stand strong in light of this adversity. I can feel that frustration level there, but that's where you're at, that turning point is what they're showing me. You are so close to coming around that corner. You're so close to coming, making it full swing, connecting like this little tributary river that you're on is so close to being back to the main river flow. I'm also hearing to share with you a message that has been coming through to a number of people that I've been doing some private work with, and that is that our source has been providing for us, and that we get so busy looking like, you know, we have, say they're telling us we have this river of abundance that's flowing around us, that we get so wrapped up with thinking we need to reach down and grab it from the river. They're saying to reach up.
Okay, because tomorrow I have a huge bill to pay and I have no money to pay it and I don't know what to do.
They're telling me for you to communicate with the person that you're owing this money to. Is it for a rent or a utility?
Yes.
Okay, they're saying to communicate with the person that you are working with, offer them what you can offer them, and work out a situation with them. Communicate, they're showing me that communication is going to be one of your strongest tools that you can use as you're starting to reach up and start grabbing from the help that Source is giving to you.
Okay.
Communicate.
Okay. Do you see me getting out of this situation without losing the money I put into it, or am I going to lose some of it, or all of it?
If you communicate with them, you're not going to lose anything. You're going to have to be very upfront, honest, communicative, really focus on, this is what I can do. I really want to keep this. I don't want to lose what I have put into it, you know. Help me, work with me. What can we do? How can we work this out? Communication, they're using that word over and over and over again as you and I are visiting. They're saying communicate, 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 talk. If you don't talk, then there's the assumption that you don't care.
Okay, thank you. And can you throw some light on my son for me? My son's been having a really tough time, my relationship with him. Enabling him, or why am I disabling him in his journey? What's happening with him and my relationship?
Did you say your son? You were cracking. You were breaking up just a little bit. Okay, your son. The relationship with your son. You are kind of keeping him in a place where he needs to start. I'm sorry. I'm hearing the word. He needs to start standing in his manhood, and you're not necessarily allowing that, but you're not doing it in a negative manner. You're doing it out of love, and they honor that and they see that, but they're saying something about his manhood. He needs to stand in his manhood.
Right. And does that mean to just let him go out into the world? What does that mean?
What I'm seeing is that you've made it a very comfortable place for him, even though it may not, between you and him, it may not feel like a comfortable place, but you've made it into a comfortable place for him where he's not had to spread his wings and, there's that word again, and become a man.
Okay.
So I believe that you may want to start nudging the little chick out of the nest. You may want to start kind of giving him little words of encouragement to say, you know, maybe we need to readjust.
Yes.
I'm also seeing him getting employment. Does he have a job right now?
No, he just, well, he's working right now, but if we lose the business, which is, you know, critical here, he will lose his job because he's working at the business.
Okay. Like I said, I'm seeing you communicating with that, and that you're actually going to be able to work out some things that are going to help you for the next 30 days. I'm really feeling a strength with that. But I'm also seeing that your son has a new form of employment coming his way, which, you know, if he's working with the business and it's a place that he really needs to be to keep the business going and strong, but there's also something he's going to add that's going to help him become his own individual.
Okay, that's good. That's positive. I'm happy to hear that.
That's what I'm feeling. And as far, like I said, you need to communicate. Are you working with a lender? Is that what's the problem? You need to make a payment to a lender?
Yeah, I'm working with an investor to bring in an infusion of money, and I'm also working with the previous owner who sold it to me to come back and help me with it, because now I know that I'm not suited to that at all.
Okay. They're saying communicate. You need to verbalize whatever you do too. I'm seeing that it's really important that you document it. For example, if you speak to someone on the telephone, you want to then write an email or a letter or a note that says, as per our conversation on 9/20, this is what we discussed. This is how I understood it to be. And then have a copy of it for yourself, but also have a copy of it to give to the people or person that you're going to be talking to, because that, as you put it to pen, they're saying, as you put it to pen, it gives it more power.
Okay. All right.
And you kind of need that paper trail for yourself.
Right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help. It's really, it's making me stand strong today.
Well, I'm glad you called, and you have a good rest of the day yourself. And if I can be of any other help, just feel free to contact us.
I will. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It is so important sometimes when we get a message and guidance to communicate that we back up that communicate with writing. They're really showing me that to share with everyone, not just the woman who had called in, but everyone. When you're working with something and you've done some communication and maybe you haven't sat there and written it down together, write the words down, because as you put it to pen, it's kind of like you're connecting with the ancients, you're connecting with the guides, you're connecting with the masters, and saying, this is what we have agreed upon. And it's kind of making a contract with them as well, to have them help you and to help you be in a place, in a position where your agreement with them, they need to honor, because that's their place, that's their position with us. And know that that is something that's really important, is to hold ourselves in that place and to hold ourselves in that awareness that we're in a contractual agreement, you know, masters, guides, teachers, whomever you're working with, and I've put it to pen and we've worked out something for 30 days, and I know that you're going to help me, and I know that you're going to be there and guide me and direct me. And when you write it, that gives it that extra strength, that gives it that extra nudge of signature, that extra sealing. It's like I'm seeing an example of like when there would be a decree done, and they would take like a piece of wax and then have their family crest stamp that they would press into that. It's kind of doing that as you're making that connection and that contact with your guides and with those that you are working with, who are helping you, who are directing you. It's really important to do that. It's really important to put it into writing for your own protection, for your own awareness, and somebody can't say, come back and say in a couple days later, well, we never talked about that, or I don't know where you got that from. If you've put it into words, and each of you can say, oh, yeah, that's what we said. Or they could call you back and they could say, wait a minute, you misunderstood this point or that. It's a way to have a paper trail, a paper record of what's going on and what's transpiring. I'm seeing this also that I need to share this with someone who is doing work in some detective type of work. You're investigating something. It feels like a fraud situation. You're doing some investigation into a fraud situation. And they need you to keep a good paper trail, a good log of information that you can go back to and refer to at another point in time. I have another, I've been hearing this message off and on throughout the program, and I jotted it down so that I'd remember to share it with us during the program. I'm hearing the message in the words, watch the sky, watch the sky. For example, last evening, as I was coming back to the house, the sky over Mount McKinley and Denali was just phenomenal. The colors were incredible. The cloud formations were just exquisite, and you could see the energies in the sky. You could see the orbs. You could see the movement within the clouds and the messages that were trying to come through and the beauty that was being shared there. They're showing me and asking me to tell you to watch the sky. If you have a digital camera, start taking some digital pictures because you're going to start seeing how some of these energies and how some of the orbs and the energy that comes through that often has the Palladian energy to it, and some of the different things that come through with the angelic energy that you can feel through the sky and through the clouds. But as you're taking these pictures, that they're now showing themselves. And then if you have a digital camera, you'll be able to pick them up. But I'm really hearing the message and the strength of watch the sky. Watch what's going on in the sky. Watch the weather patterns, especially as we're in this this time of year where we're beginning to change seasons and the changing in the weather patterns and the changing in the migration patterns of some of the birds. There's different things that they're wanting us to become aware of. And I'm seeing a person like in this high-rise apartment. As you're standing there looking out over the city scene, you can see the sky. You can see the beauty of the sky. You can see the clearness of it. You can see when the clouds are rolling in, those type of things. Watch the sky. Watch the beauty in the sky. And once again, I'm hearing, take pictures, take pictures, take pictures. There's something about that is beginning to speak to many people. And that there are actually guidances that are going to be able to come through some of that that you'll pick up, that you'll be able to relate to. I'm trying to think of the word that they're showing me. But you'll be able to understand it more as you're watching the sky. I have somebody, they're sending a message to someone. I'm not seeing any energies. I'm hearing this message. And this message is a warning to someone who works with chemicals. If you work with chemicals, they want you to be very careful because one of the chemicals is not labeled properly. And something about if you mix this chemical with the normal chemicals that you would mix it with, there is the potential for you to be injured. They're saying if you work with chemicals, so whoever this message is for, and you work with chemicals, be very, very aware and become very cautious because something is not labeled correctly. For example, it might say Clorox and it's actually acid. Look at for the difference, look at the difference in smell, look at the difference in you work with chemicals, you understand this, they're telling me. Look at that difference because they're trying to keep you from an injury. This guide is trying to get this information across to you. Please, please, please. They're trying to keep you from getting injured. You had a suspicion. A matter of fact, you may have been sitting at your table and had a conversation with your spouse about this, that you have a funny feeling about this new chemical that came in, or you, it kind of a gut feeling, or this feeling about you that just is like, I'm just not real sure about something. You're on target with this. Listen to that little voice within you that's giving you this warning. Listen to that little voice of leading and guidance. They're trying to warn you. Listen, there is that potential problem. Be very careful with mixing the chemicals. It feels like it's kind of like you have this big vat, and in this big vat where you would continually add the chemical to do whatever it is your work is. I'm sorry, I don't know much in that line of work, so I'm not able to connect with other than what I'm hearing because they're not giving me a visual. They're just saying be really careful with that mixture of that extra chemical and that extra in there, because there is the potential for you to be injured. The reaction could not be very good. I'm also seeing that there is an investigation happening with a young woman who has passed away, and she is wanting me to bring the message across that the person or the man who is in question is not the one who did it. She is wanting me to share that there is another person involved, and it is the least likely person that would be suspect. There is something about, there is a video recording that this person has actually been video recorded coming into this place where she was at and where she was actually murdered at. She did not die of natural causes. She did not, this man that they're questioning right now did not do this to her, but that there is somebody that they are not, she's saying, the man who is who has done this should be looked at as a suspect and is being overlooked as a suspect. But that if you watch something about video cameras, if there's somebody will go back through and watch the video recordings of the people going in and out in the time frame of when she was last known to be in a place, and you watch the video recordings in this place, you will actually see this person that is the person who committed the crime as they're entering the place. She's showing me that it is on the video footage, that they are there, and it is not the person that they are looking at right now. I'm hearing the song. She just shifted out rather quickly. I'm hearing a song, and the song is, I have peace like a river in my soul. There is a message to someone, coming in from someone rather, to share with their family that apparently they used to sing that song. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, that type of song. I'm hearing that, and they're wanting to bring the message over to the family that he does have peace like a river in his soul now, that he has reached a place of peace. He has reached a place of comfort. He has reached that place of being at peace. And there's something about this song that the family will recognize that this message is from him because of the song. There's some significance to that particular song. And he's wanting the family to know, I'm home. And I am at peace. I have made my transition. I know the work that you have done for me in life, and I understand that I was not the model spouse and the model father, but I'm now at peace. I'm now at peace. And that peace is going to be reflected back to you as you're going through your life now. There's a significance to what they're going to, he's going to be able to help from the other side that he was unable to do in his physical form. There's someone who is in a place where the walls look like they're very white. It's very sterile looking. It's very, very sterile looking. That's all I can give the words that I'm seeing is, and it's almost so white that it's like a blinding white. And they're telling me to share the message with the family members that this person needs color brought to them. This person needs color in their space. This person needs color added to the space in the room where they're at. That this white is almost like blinding to the point of causing them to feel like they need to give up, causing them to feel like it's just overwhelming them. It's having a very negative effect and a very negative feel to them, and they're showing me that bringing in color through splash of color, bringing in color through like maybe some throw rugs or some materials that you could use to, I'm actually seeing you like draping it across the ceiling and making like these pretty ribbons of color across the ceiling, above their bed and above their desk and above the dressers. I'm bringing some color into their space. I'm seeing bringing in items that have some very strong, pretty colors that can be added to their spaces. You need to lift the energy. The energy is so strong and so sterile and so like pure and so clean feeling to this person that it feels heavy to them. So if you've got a loved one who's complained about that, you know, that it just seems so bright in here, the light just seems to be so bright. They're giving me the example of when my aunt was preparing to pass, and we would sit and we would visit, and I would be by her bed, and she would point out to myself and to the hospice worker that would come and spend time with her, she'd point out the beauty of the curtains in the room. And that's what this person needs, is they need something that they can connect with, that they can see, and they can feel the beauty in it. And color, there's something about color. Apparently, this person has loved color, and there's such an absence of color in their space right now that it's creating too sterile of an environment, I'm hearing again. Too sterile of an environment. They need some color. They need some design. Maybe get some posters of colorful flowers or that type of thing. And if you don't have a poster of it, maybe print out some pictures that are, of really pretty colorful flowers or pretty colorful rainbows. That type of thing that could be taken and very easily added to the wall and to the room to kind of lighten the energy a little bit for them. They're really putting out a plea for that. They're really putting out a plea for, I need color. I need the vibrance of color. I've had this message shared with me a couple of times in the past 24 hours that, and it's come forward again today, that when we go out and we're into public, that we tend to pick up the imprint, we tend to pick up the energy signatures that are left by other people as they've been in the places where we're going. And well, an example they're giving me and has been really strong is when we go into the grocery store to begin to grocery shop. You might go into the store with a little bit of a bounce in your step and maybe whistling a tune in your mind, and you're feeling happy and you're feeling lighthearted. But as you place your hands on the shopping cart and you begin to do your shopping and you begin to go about the shopping experience, about the time you go around the third aisle, you all of a sudden are feeling stressed and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling like it's becoming, oh my gosh, how am I going to afford this? Those type of thoughts are all going through your head, and it just starts racing through your head. And it has nothing to do with you or how you felt when you entered the store or when you entered the market. What they're telling me is that the imprint is being left, and when we touch that cart and when we connect with that cart, we're picking up the last feeling, the last vibration of the person who had that cart before you. And if you think about it, where is the last place most people have had that cart in their hand? After they've gone through the checkout line, after they've had to pay for their bill, and their mind is just whirling from having purchased their groceries and having, you know, paid for that bill. And so it's connecting with that, and it's staying connected with that, and they're saying, clear the energy signatures, clear the energy imprints, so that your daily life experiences, and so that as you come into contact with things, you're not picking up the signature or the message that's come through from another person. And you can do this like using maybe a wet wipe or taking a tissue or just using the energy of your own hand, holding it over the cart handle before you even touch it and kind of like dusting it off as if you're dusting the dust off of a bookcase, that type of thought process. and clear that energy from that handle so that you're not so affected by this. Apparently there's someone who really, really has had some negative experiences when they go shopping. I know I don't like to grocery shop. I have to clean everything off with the energy that leaves a signature on there, because you'll feel it and you'll pick it up and it'll become overwhelming to you. And this is something that you're feeling as well. I've also got a young man who's had a similar situation, and he can't figure out why when he goes to sit down to eat at lunchtime, that why does he get these terrible tummy cramps and no longer hungry and no longer able to eat. He's picking up the imprints of the people that have been in that seat, leaning on the table, that type of thing, prior to having his arrival there. So what they're showing me is to tell you to, before you sit down in the seat, act as if you're brushing some crumbs off of the seat and you're releasing the energy imprint signatures that are left from the person who was in the seat before you or the couple people before you. And maybe as you're sitting there and after you've wiped the cushion of the crumbs or the energy crumbs that have been left there, to do a similar thing with the table. Oh, there was a couple little crumbs here, and just motion it off. Even though there's not a physical object there, cleaning that space and making it so that you can sit comfortably there and you can enjoy your lunch and you can enjoy your meal time. That's a strong message that they're trying to bring across, is because we do leave imprints and we do leave bits and pieces of information of our feelings and our emotions there, that we need to be aware of it when we're entering into public places and we're entering into public settings. Know that we can clear that out. You can move that out. They're wanting me to say it's not hopeless. You can move that energy out. You can wipe it away. You can swipe it away. And know that you can then sit and enjoy your lunch and not feel like you're stuffed like the person who left the table before you has that feeling of being, oh, I've just eaten everything and I'm so full and it's wonderful. You want to clear that out. And that way you won't be picking up those impressions and those imprints that are left. That happens a lot of times when you work being very empathetic or very in tune with energies. So you want to make this a normal practice. You want to make this something that you'll work with and begin to do as a protection for yourself as you're out there in the public world and working and associating out in the public. I see that we're beginning to approach the top of the hour. Time has gone just so fast today, and the messages that have come in were just coming in so quickly, and I'm so thankful that I've had the opportunity to be with you and to bring messages forward and to share the messages from your loved ones and from the guides and the masters. And if you would like to send me an email, please feel free to send it to april@whitewolfapril.com and ask me any little questions you might have if you didn't get a chance to call, or if any of the messages came in today that resonated with you and you would like to get a little bit more information, please feel free to email me and ask. I'd be happy to share the further insight with you. And do check our website out for things that are happening and some of the classes and the products that we offer, letting it be a blessing to you. And we're here for you. We're here to bring the messages of love, light, and healing forward and direction that our guides are oftentimes offering to us. Well, until we're together again, may your life be blessed with abundance, health, love, and light.